Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
A child is born unto us. Rihanna, whatever. And ASAP Rocky. Welcome to baby girl.
Oh,
name
they
is
did?
Rocky Irish Mayers. M-A-Y-E-R-S, Mayers, I guess. Born September 13th. We're just finding out about it. She posted a photo of herself holding this little baby human child in a pink onesie. And that's it. Are
I
you
love
excited?
That. I am so excited.
I figured this is the only reason I did it is for you.
I appreciate that because I love Rihanna. I love, I mean, ASAP Rocky. I only know him because of Rihanna, but
look
I just
at me
want
calling
her
him Katie, ASAP.
Really? Yeah, well,
I know ASAP Rocky.
I know him, but I don't listen to his stuff. Like I know some of his songs, but Rihanna, yeah. I'm a fan. Ponda Replay, when she hit the radio with that song. Oh, my gosh.
Did you dance your pants
off? Absolutely. You know, that might be a throwback we have to throw on every
well,
you know,
let's
maybe
not
tomorrow.
Get crazy. I mean, we don't have to.
We
do
could,
that.
Though.
We don't have
to. We have the power.
You know, I'll see if we have it in the system.
Thank you.
I'm glad you love this for
I
them,
do
though.
Love that for them. Little, I just want her to be happy.
You know what? Me too.
Good. We want the same thing.
They're a good-looking couple.
She's a
I will
billionaire.
Say that.
I think she's probably pretty happy.
She's pretty
okay.
happy.
She's doing all right.
As long
Katie
as she's
Kat.
Okay,
got a decent
all
life.
That matters.
Speaking of billionaires and people that are doing all right, Taylor Swift back in the news this morning, announcing yet a different album, a limited edition one that's going to only be available at Target. It's a limited one-time-only pressing of an exclusive vinyl version of her album. This one's going to be called "The Life of a Showgirl: The Crowd Is Your King." Good God. It is described as a summertime spritz pink shimmer vinyl. It's got a unique pearlescent pink and pale yellow tint to it with a golden shimmer. Good night. Who cares? Who cares?
What thing, did you just
like,
describe?
I know. It sounds
My
like
Little
a,
Pony?
It's a shiny record.
It sounds like a drink at Starbucks with a glittery
yeah.
shimmer.
Yeah. Venti, please. I'll take a Venti summertime spritz pink shimmer vinyl, please.
With whip.
Hold the whip, non-fat milk
non-fat,
on that. Non-fat. Okay,
exactly.
Let's start over.
Oh, gosh.
Non-fat Venti summertime spritz pink shimmer vinyl. No whip. Okay, so the exclusive is also going to have a special sleeve, including unique front and back cover artwork, a double-sided poster, and yet again another personal poem and unseen photos. Okay. And I would imagine it's going to be $80. So.
Yeah, that probably sounds right.
She's going to squeeze all the money out of us.
Get it, Taylor.
It's like grabbing that sponge on your kitchen sink and just squeezing it.
It smells a little funny, but...
Yeah, all of her fans smell a little funny, and you squeeze it and all their money falls out.
No.
That's what Taylor Swift is doing. All right, here's my story I teased you guys about. The butt piercing. Back in January... Cardi B revealed that she got a $13,000 diamond butt crack piercing.
Yeah.
She posted a picture of it. Unfortunately, she lost it a month later.
Where'd it go?
I know. No. She says she thinks it went in the toilet. So she flushed $13,000 down the toilet. Now, she added that she just hasn't had it redone because she's just not in the mood. She said the piercing didn't hurt. Because she did it on part of her butt.
That's the fake part?
That she had butt reduction surgery, I guess, on. So she's basically numb in the general area. Now, if you're wondering, how do you pierce your butt?
Yeah.
It's like at the very top of her butt crack. It's like right up there, like where your tail
right
would be.
Right where the
your
cheeks
tailbone.
Connect.
Your tailbone.
Yeah, right where your tailbone is, right where it connects, right where your crack starts, right at the very top.
Okay.
You kind of shove it in there.
Okay,
shove
I see
it in there, and it's got it looks ridiculous.
Yeah,
it looks like it would itch after a while. And
it
get
does.
Infected.
Maybe
it
smell.
It does.
But I guess it fell in the toilet.
I mean, you're not supposed to get things in your piercings.
Right, and you get fecal all day long right there. You don't want to get that in there.
It's not what you want.
You really don't want it there.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, but it sucks that she dropped it in the toilet and flushed $13,000.
Yeah, literally.
Rich people problems. My God. Speaking of spending some cash, Disney is going to raise their subscription fees for Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN. There's all sorts of numbers. I got the email like yesterday that they're raising. I do the bundle where it's Hulu, Disney, and HBO Max.
Okay.
That's the bundle I do, and it's going up to like $34 a month. Ugh. Yeah, for all three, and I'm like,
it's like their sixth time they've raised it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that's everybody's
terrible,
raising
man.
It.
Well, it was a great idea in the beginning, come but on. Now it's like maybe the old school cable is where we go back to.
Do you know what I'm doing? I am digging out my Blu-ray player from the basement,
yeah.
And there is a like a vintage / used store by me that sells DVDs and Blu-rays. I kid you not, I was in there looking for He-Man stuff because I'm a dork, and I was just kind of browsing their Blu-ray selection. And you can go into this store and buy three Blu-rays for 99 cents. And then they give you a fourth one for free.
Oh.
So you get four movies for 99 cents just because they're trying to unload them and get rid of them. And I told Nicole, I was like, for family movie nights, why don't we just go in and buy four
yeah.
DVDs? We got the month covered for Friday nights. And we don't have these goofy subscriptions
that's
anymore.
That's a really good
and
idea.
And you actually own the
and
product
you have
that you're
the
buying.
Product.
You're owning it instead of just, you know, essentially
which
renting it.
I felt like an idiot because I got rid of all my DVDs and
same.
Blu-rays, you know, because I was like, they're just clutter at this
yeah.
point. But now I want to go back and just get my favorites, especially if you can pick them up for a buck for four of them.
You might as well. Get on that.
I know. So I don't know. We might do that. I might dust off the old Blu-ray player and bring it back upstairs.
Retro.
So, we're so retro. We're so vintage right now. So do we have any sports?
Yeah, we got a little quick funny story here last night. The Yankees in one of their final games of the regular season went viral last night as the pitching-catching matchup had Max Fried and catcher Ben Rice. So when you are a pitcher and a catcher, they have the first name or the last names of everybody. And it Fried is spelled like fried.
Yeah.
And so they had the fried rice combo going last night.
I love
that. That went viral everywhere, all over social media. And I personally cracked up because I was watching the game and I was like, fried rice combo. That's a fried rice combo.
Fried rice.
Oh,
so that's
Max
Fried
and Ben Rice and the Yankees won. So go Yankees. They had a funny picture last night.
That's so good.
Here's Jer on sports. I was watching some video yesterday. Don't remember what teams it was, but the pitcher threw the ball like 90 miles an hour. The guy went up for the bunt. Did you see this? And it cracked him right in the face.
Dude.
Oh!
That's the story we should be talking about.
Okay.
Cracked him right in the face.
That was my second story
dropped
that I was going to use. Yeah. So
he
went for a bunt square in the face. It was a 100 mile an hour pitch,
yeah,
by the way.
There you go.
100 mile an hour
right
pitch.
In the face.
He has been released from the hospital, but for the next 8 weeks, they're going to be watching him very closely because he shattered his face. His orbital bone.
He broke his face.
Yeah, he did. And I'll show you a picture later, Katie.
Oh.
It was Jeremy.
It's
I'm
too
so
bad
because
I like the bunt. I'm a big fan of the bunt.
Yeah.
When I played baseball, I was bunting like crazy.
And now.
But yeah, I mean, he just misjudged that pitch and it just went right over his bat, cracked him right.
Well,
in
it was
the
high
face.
And inside. I mean, it was a bad pitch and you can't,
inside his face.
You.
It was bad.
You can't get out of the way of a pitch coming 100 miles an hour.
No,
when you square
no.
Up
no
to
the
it.
Only way to stop it is with your face.
With your face.
Yeah.
And he did. He did a good job of that.
He stopped it right in its tracks. Look
that
it up.
He is okay. He is okay.
Look it up right now.
Kind of.
Oh my goodness.
It's really bad.
Well, how about we turn that frown upside down?
Let's see what you got here locally.
Let's talk about, hey, we're so friendly. A new survey ranked the top 10 friendliest cities in America. We're number 10.
Yay! So what was this based off
yeah,
of?
Yeah, so they were looking at the friendliest folks across the United States. And yeah, it looks like we are number 10, San Diego coming in at number one. And they say Denver specifically that we are not only the, you know, as far as people just being friendly, there's a lot of things that we can do that make it, you know, you can get out and make friends. We can go hiking. We can go be out in the sunshine. And that the sunshine is also another factor that makes us just a very happy, happy state. So coming in at number 10, that's pretty great.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yay.
Good job, Denver.
Yay. Number
Thanks
10.
Thanks for being happy.
Mile High Friendly City. Okay, let's talk about getting money because those Tabor refunds, we get them sometimes when the state owes us money from the taxes they collect. So last season, people filing joint returns got like upwards of $1,000 between the two of them because some of them was like $500 checks between the two of them. So this year, you're going to get $20.
That's about what I got last year.
The
quite
lowest,
the decline.
That's
I didn't
for
get
the
anything.
Lowest income bracket. So the next one gets $26 and then $30. But hey, if your household brings in $330,000 or more a year, get ready for $62 a person. Yay. So those are the Tabor refunds that we'll be getting this year
That's
in Colorado. Look forward to that.
Right.
Drones doing some really amazing things. This story coming out of Buena Vista, two people were wanted on warrants and cops tracked them to this house and they wouldn't come out of the house. So instead of the officers having to go inside and risk their safety, they deployed these drones. And so they went into the house. They couldn't find them in the, you know, immediate rooms right there, but they went into a crawl space. They found this drone found these people hiding in a crawl space and they have a camera attached to it. So where the cops see everything that's going on and they can talk to them. So they were just like, hey, this isn't going to end well for you. You should probably come out. And they did. Like, this completely diffused the situation. And I love it because it's not putting our men and women who are in uniform at risk. And they were really able to get these two people who were arrested on a bunch of charges. But let's keep our men and women in uniform safe. Like, I love what these drones are doing.
I completely agree. Send the robots in. The footage of this is just so incredible. As it, like, zips around this incredibly tight space under the house and just, boom, pinpoint where the perps are. And what a heck of a job to, you know, control that drone and be like the hero too. Whoever's manning that drone.
Exactly.
I love it. Now, well, we just got to put nets on them.
I know.
And flamethrowers.
Yeah, so it'll be like the cartoons, right?
Because I know they have flamethrowers.
Where you just catch them with the net. No, and it's impossible to get out of a net. I don't know if you know that, but there's just no getting out of it.
Shoot them with a net and then hit them with a flamethrower.
Exactly.
That's how we do this.
That'll get them.
That'll learn you.
And Ed Sheeran is coming to the Mile High City. We've talked about this.
We've got tickets today.
Yes, we're giving you a pair of tickets when you win Fast Five. He's announced his opening acts for that tour. So Miles Smith and Aaron Rowe are going to be taking the stage with Ed. So tickets for that show are going to go on sale tomorrow. But for all of our friends looking to buy, tickets go on sale today. A special pre-sale at 10 for our Mix 100 fam. You just have to use the promo code CAMERA for a special discount. So there you go.
Well, how do we pull that off?
We're just awesome.
Softly, this is why we're on the friendliest list.
We are awesome. We like our friends. And that show is going to be so great. And the fact that Miles Smith is going to be there, I was really excited.
Like,
I was excited that he was an opener. Because
we play a lot of him, and he's got good songs.
Who's
the
other
guy? We play a lot of his music. Aaron Rowe.
Who's that?
So I'm not too familiar with him, but Miles Smith.
He
definitely
and Eddie were making videos on TikTok the other day. They were up on a stage singing together, and I was like, oh, I wonder if they got something cooking, and that's cool that
Miles
was announced.
Smith
Miles Smith and him.
Okay,
there
you go. He's got a lot of famous friends, Jer.
Okay. Is ASAP Rocky one of them?
No, he's not.
I bet he is. Ed loves rap.
They text all the time, actually. I just saw a story. They're just besties.
Give me one more story. You got one in about 30 seconds.
Okay. How about that Xcel Energy thing? Did you hear they've agreed to pay approximately $640 million in settlements because of that Marshall fire? So they're not taking ownership for all of it, but they say, hey, maybe we had a part in how all that went down with our equipment and whatnot. So it looks like they're going to be shelling out $640 million in settlements because of that Marshall fire. So that's pretty big news today as well.
Well, prepare for your energy costs to go up.
I know. That's kind of what I thought. I was like, that money's going to be coming from somewhere.
Did
but
they announce those price hikes the
They
day
did
after
not
this?
Announce the price hikes. But again, like the Marshall fire folks who dealt with that, I'm glad they are getting
Absolutely.
Some kind of money to help out with all that happened.
We have met some listeners that were affected by that at some of our happy hours. They've come and we've met them. They lost everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad they're getting some cash.
Yeah, and this has been going on for a minute. And so the fact that it's finally at least come to this part of it, it's a good deal.